Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA. We're back with Colin in just a moment. Indestructible, the hay conservers bale feeders from Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Bob Studebaker tells us stop wasting time and money on those cheap ring feeders.
We have probably one of the most expensive hay feeders on the market, but we have a 10-year guarantee on it. I've never heard anybody give a 5-minute guarantee on their hay feeder. But and most hay feeders that you go down to the feed store and get, 2 or 3 years, if you're lucky, is what you'll get out of them. I guarantee 10 years, most likely. If you're just halfway decent with it, it's going to last, you'll be passing it on. So how cheap is it? Do you buy a feeder that's a few dollars cheaper and replace it every 2-3 years? Or do you buy a feeder that's you never have to replace?
Go Bob Pipe and Steel's got flatbed trailers, fencing, and you can build your dream corral online at GoBobPipe.com. Call them 877-851-2365. Go Bob Pipe and Steel. He's the lead lobbyist in our nation's capital. Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says there's been some great wins over the last 12 months on behalf of cattle producers. He looks back with us over 2013 at some of those victories.
Yeah, we had a lot of great wins. And we've got to start when talking about trade. Of course, we started off 2013 in getting additional access into the Japanese market. And because of that, we are going to finish up 2013 with well over $1.5 billion worth of product exported to Japan. Those are huge numbers, and it's great for the bottom line of this industry. And then to make it even better, in May, the OIE, which is the World Organization for Animal Health, actually upgraded our BSE status to negligible status, which is the lowest one out there, and that will help us as we continue to open up new markets and to try to get back into markets such as China. So on the trade side, it's been a very successful year for us.
And Woodall and his team at the NCBA offices in Washington also working hard this last year on regulatory issues.
We have. The regulatory side has also been a big portion of this just because we've been able to slow a lot of things down. And a lot of times when you are dealing with an administration like we are right now, the name of the game isn't always necessarily beating something back. It's about how long can you delay it. We've been able to help delay a lot of CAFO regulations, help delay a lot of the Clean Water Act regulations. And those things have been good. At the same time, we've also had some victories. A great victory is how we were able to buy some time on the 30-minute rule when it comes to hauling cattle. Even though we don't have a complete resolution to that yet, we're getting closer. And I think people really understood our position, the fact that this needed to be addressed.
On Capitol Hill, Woodall says the priority has been watching and working with lawmakers on the Farm Bill.
I think one of the biggest successes we've had is in regards to the Farm Bill. And even though we don't have the Farm Bill finished quite yet, one of the biggest attacks was the amendment process and trying to get the HSUS, Humane Society of the United States, and the UEP, United Egg Producers, egg-laying cage agreement added into the Farm Bill. This was a bad deal for cattle producers because it would have allowed HSUS to put in law a production practice, something that they've never done in the past, and it could be used against us in the cattle business sometime down the road. So we were able to keep that out of the Senate version of the Farm Bill and out of the House version of the Farm Bill. It's a great victory for us because it shows that even though HSUS is a formidable foe, we still have the opportunity as producers to be able to beat that back.
Of course, something that is in the expected 2014 Farm Bill that the cattle industry really liking, the idea of we're getting finally that livestock disaster assistance back online for cattle producers in various parts of the country, including our producers that faced drought over the last few years. Now, looking ahead to the new year, Woodall says the key probably will be next November.
The midterm elections really will determine just how effective the Obama administration is going to be in their last 2 years. We need to make sure that there is some sort of buffer either within one house of Congress or both houses of Congress to ensure that he does not get too out of control his last 2 years. So that's why we're looking at the House and the Senate. The House is looking pretty safe right now. We do think the Republicans probably will maintain control. The real fights and the real battles are going to be in the Senate where we have a lot of retirements. We've got a lot of changes in the dynamics in some of these states. And I think the Senate is where the action is going to be.
Head of the D.C. office for NCBA, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything. It's Red E-Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call ReadyDump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.